In another I give, here's what I say, and this is good philosophy. It seems like opposites are in conflict and we are in the middle. Evil on one side, good on the other side. Illness on one side, good health on the other side. Darkness on one side, light on the other side. And they're in conflict. If you walk into a room that's dark and turn on the light, the darkness disappears and goes away. How far away does it go? Not very far. Waiting for a chance, what? To come back in. Move in, take over the territory. As light begins to lose its energy, darkness moves in. There's a war on. Here's what it's called. Push-shove. As we sit here, right? Good health plan is trying to defeat illness and drive it into a small corner. If you don't work on your good health plan, illness will drive your health into a small corner. It's called push and shove. In your bloodstream, there are red corpuscles to nourish like a mother and white corpuscles to fight and kill like a father. Thank God for white corpuscles that think negative all day. White corpuscles say, just show me some infection, I'll kill it. Because if I don't kill it, what? It kills you. White corpuscles say, it's my job today to make sure you don't get killed. So I'm here to fight. Have you got that now? Red to nourish, white to fight. So here's the key now. Cooperate with the positive side of this war of health and illness. What if in this struggle the body calls for a banana and you send it a Coca-Cola? And now the body has the right to say what? Whose side are you on? I'm working day and night to drive illness into a small corner and keep you healthy, and you keep sending me the wrong stuff. Come on, just a little cooperation here, and we can win this game. But see, if you don't do your push-ups. And what was that little voice in my hotel room this morning that said to me, Jim Rohn, you don't have to do your exercises this morning. You're running a little late. And this little creature on this shoulder almost talked me into it. And the little angel says what? No, 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 no. Fall on the floor one more time. Do those push-ups, a few crunches, a little modified version. Yes, because you are late, but you got to keep up the pace. See, that's called what? The work of summer. Now turn this around, because it's also possible to love like a father and hate like a mother. Just so you get the job done. And if it's a single parent, right, you got to do both the work of father and mother. It's extraordinary. But mother is capable of hate and defense and protect. Because I think years ago, Papa was off providing, Mama was home protecting. So she developed these instincts of danger in order to protect her family. Women are good. Women are unusual. They have this antenna that picks up all the stuff, especially danger. In the middle of the night, the baby cries. Mama's awake. Papa sleeps. Mothers sleep near the surface. And the least little movement or sound, they're awake. It's built in, the female mother, that instinct. She says to her husband, go look, go look. Something isn't right. You know, downstairs. He says, no, everything's fine. She says, go look. He says, okay. He gets up in the middle of the night, stumbles downstairs, and the front door is open. How did she know? They just know. I don't know how they know. They've got this instinct, especially for danger. Interesting story in the Bible. It says, there are sheep and there are shepherds and there are wolves. Fairly ordinary story. Shepherds and wolves and sheep. But that's not the end of the story. To illustrate a point, the storyteller says, there are also some wolves that have learned to dress up like sheep. Now you need a woman. Man says, looks like a sheep, talks like a sheep. Woman says, ain't no sheep. Okay. Have you got this now? The work of summer. Here's what it's called. High drama. Nourishing and protecting. Nourishing with one hand and protecting with the other hand. Even the battle of the mind. Here's a good note to make on the battle of the mind. Don't become a victim of yourself. In this battle of the mind, should I, shouldn't I, let it go. No, don't let it go. Run the red light. No, be a little more cautious. Think of your family. See, we have to continually do this. Beware of the thief on the street that's after your purse. But also beware of the thief in your mind that's after your promise.